up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about anything and everything that can drive a sane person stark, raving mad. It could be about sports, weather, music, politics. It could be about Harlem, the crackheads. This rant is fresh out the oven. Actually, it's fresh off the motherfucking M4 bus. I literally just got off the bus, and it's torrentially pouring rain, so not only do I have to walk to the bus in the rain because I didn't ride my bike, because I think bicycle season is over, so I'm already agitated and upset and pissed because I miss biking, and it's 10 minutes home on my bike, but instead I have to wait for the damn bus and then take the damn bus, which is not even that far, so I know people have further commutes and transfers of trains and all that kind of shit, and this isn't like my commute is worse than your commute. This is about what happened on the damn bus. We could get into whose commute is worse, and I know if you have to walk that 8th Avenue tunnel, your commute sucks. I used to have to do that. If you have to walk the 7th Avenue tunnel to get that, also is a tunnel that is eternally long and never ending and uphill, and it sucks. I get it. If you have to walk to the shuttle to get to the Lexington Avenue trains, it sucks. I get it. This is about people being on the bus and what the actual fuck is wrong with people. So forget the fact that you're waiting for the bus in the pouring rain, and forget the fact that you get on the bus with your umbrellas and you have to close your umbrellas, and then, you know, people are at least decent enough so far to not put them on the damn seats so that they take up a seat with their wet fucking umbrella, which they do. They do it on the train and they do it on the bus. They think that their umbrella deserves like a fucking seat, so they leave their soaking wet umbrella on the seats of the bus and the train. That's not even the rant. This is about, we get to the stop. I think it was like the stop before Lenox, which is the one right before like the correctional facility that's on Central Park West that so few people know about. The fact that there is a legitimate correctional facility on Central Park North in Harlem. So that's not even the point. The point is that there was a woman in one of those motorized, you know, wheelchair things, like, you know, those spin around kind of things. It wasn't a wheelchair. It was one of those little battery operated, you know, tri-cart things. I don't know what the fuck you call them. But anyway, she had one of those, and she had on a gigantic green poncho. So the bus driver pulls over and lets the little ramp down, and the bus is not full by any means. And there is a fair mix of both men and women, sorry to be so gender specific, on the bus. That being said, this woman tries to get her motorized cart, chair, whatever the fuck you call it, on the bus, and all you hear are the wheels spinning. Zzz, zzz, zzz. And that is literally the sound that you hear. And I was like, in 2 seconds, I was waiting for smoke to start rising from the rubber of her tires burning against the rubber of the mat of that ramp of the bus. Meanwhile, how many fucking people got up to help her? First of all, she had an aide behind her trying to push from the back of the seat. So I'm looking around like, is any motherfucker going to get up and try to help this woman? Because I have to say, and this is nothing against her, she was a large, obese woman. And that, I think large and obese are redundant, but I should just say obese. She was morbidly obese. This woman was huge. And her chair was not fucking moving. She literally had the pedal to the metal on that little battery-operated thing, zzz, not moving. Nobody got up to help. Not even the bus driver was literally standing there hanging on to the strap, like the strap hanging, waiting for her to get on the bus so that, you know, she could lift up the seat and like strap her in and buckle her down, because you have to like, you know, safety belt them in and shit. Nobody fucking got up. So I literally put down my bag, put down my umbrella. And this is not about me. This is not about like, you know, make Randy some kind of motherfucking hero. This is about like fucking somebody help somebody. People help people. New York is no, like, listen, people in distress, New Yorkers are the first people to jump up until tonight on the fucking M4 bus and fucking help somebody out. This could have been somebody's like mom, sister, grandma, aunt, whoever. Somebody's friend. She's a fucking human being. She was motherfucking stuck. She could not get in the bus. So I said to the woman who was her aide, I said, you know what? Stop. Back up. Go out of the bus. I will get behind your chair and I will push you onto the bus. So you gun it, and I will push you from the back, and you better steer this motherfucking thing around the little tight bend, or else we're all crashing into the bus driver's door window thing, which, you know, because the bus driver wasn't in the seat. So, you know, we had really, the tight angle turn is ridiculous for people in wheelchairs on buses. It's not easy to navigate. Public transportation in New York for people with disabilities, physical disabilities, is not easy to navigate. I said this before and I will say it again. I would be petrified as fuck to be blind in this city. I think I am in awe every day when I see blind people navigate around this city. And people help at corners, at, you know, going up steps and getting on and off the trains, up and down escalators. There are people that will give an elbow, that will give an arm, that will do the... But it has got to be unbelievably petrifying because, A, nobody follows... Everybody crosses against the light. Cars run yellow lights and red lights. The elevators, half the elevators don't work in these fucking train stations. And you got to skip stops if you need an elevator or a ramp or something. Forget about being hard of hearing or having any type of hearing disability, or you can't hear, normal hearing people can't hear shit on the trains when they make announcements that this is now going express or we're skipping stops or you have to go uptown to go back downtown and you need to cross over and the F train is running on the C line past West 4th Street into Brooklyn. You will end up in like another motherfucking borough in no time because you cannot hear the announcements on the train, even as a normally normal in quotes, as a normally functioning person. So I don't even, this has now become a rant on the, I mean, I have done rants on the MTA, and I mean, people sleeping on the MTA, stinkiness of the MTA, the service of the MTA. We all know there's that whole hashtag, the MTA sucks. And this, you know, people ran on the platform of that chick from Sex and the City. I can't even, Cynthia, whatever her fucking name is, I completely forgot, ran on, I'm going to fix the fucking MTA, and she couldn't even get elected. So the MTA is a goddamn shit show, and it is an exponential shit show if you are someone that is facing any type of physical challenge. And it's mind-boggling, and navigating is a skill as a normally functioning person, and it is an absolute fucking clusterfuck if you have any type of disability. That being said, back to the woman and her car, her little cart thing, a majiggy, getting it on. So I am now standing out in the, without my umbrella, without my bag, in the torrential downpour. At least I had my rain jacket on. Shout out to North Face for their waterproof, but completely not breathable rain jacket. With a hood that at least kept me somewhat dry, because she had to back all the way out of the bus, reposition herself. So while she is repositioning herself, everybody else is just sitting there on the bus on their phones, reading something. They're not listening to music, watching videos. They could give zero fucks that this woman could not get onto the bus. They saw the size of this woman and they saw the size of me, and still nobody got up to help. Not one motherfucker on that bus. And again, I am not being sexist. It could have been anybody. But how could these dudes, men, sit in the back of that fucking bus and watch us struggle and not even flinch, not even make a fucking move to get up to help? I'm looking at them like, really? Like, really? Nobody's getting up? Nobody? I even said that as I was walking to help her initially. Nobody gave a shit. So I'm standing out there in the pouring fucking rain while she's repositioning herself in her cart. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I hope I can push this woman. And I'm not joking, because she was big. She was big. And I have a picture, not of her face, of just her lower body. So you could get an idea of how big this woman was in her poncho, that I couldn't even, when I was trying to pull her from the front, I couldn't even get my hands around to find the arms of the chair, which is why I told her she had to back up and I had to push her from the back. Meanwhile, while I'm standing out there getting drenched, her fucking aide is sitting on the damn bus, sat herself down in a seat, like all like, all right, we're waiting. You ready? Like, let's go. So literally it was like, I was like, come on, let's go. One, two, gun it. And she was like, one, two. Chick gunned it, made the turn, and I pushed her onto the damn bus. And I'm not looking for, like, applause. I wasn't looking for anybody. Nobody even got up to help guide her, like, into the seat. Nobody helped to, like, maybe buffer her or, like, bump her so she didn't crash into anybody else or crash into another seat. Nothing. Not a goddamn fucking thing. And I literally was, like, I was beside myself, in addition to being soaking fucking wet. And I could not believe it. I literally, in the pouring rain, this poor woman just wanted to get on the bus and get home like everybody else. And every one of those motherfuckers sat on the back of the goddamn bus and didn't fucking move. And I got back, after she was in the seat, I looked at one of the women. I said, you gotta be kidding me. And I looked dead ass, I looked dead in the eyes of those dudes in the back. I was like, bro, you couldn't help? What's about, like, what's wrong with you? I said, nobody helped. And the woman who I was talking to, who was sitting there in the front of the bus, she said, I would help. I have two bad shoulders. She was an elderly woman. I was like, it's okay. It's not you that I'm pissed at. And I, trust me, this was the level that I was speaking. And even the bus driver didn't even say thank you, didn't say anything, nothing. She literally, like, seatbelted her in, got back in her fucking seat, closed the door, and kept it moving. I mean, would it have been the bus driver's responsibility to maybe help her get on the bus? Or maybe it's not because they don't want to risk injury and it's not their responsibility? Like, would she have left her out there in the fucking pouring motherfucking rain? Yo, I am tight. This shit's ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. I don't expect the bus driver to do it. I guess they can't help everybody. And some bus drivers, don't get me wrong, just like other people in other positions and other jobs and other walks of life, will go above and beyond and do something to help somebody out. Not this motherfucker on the M4 bus. She was not having it. But this woman then, I swear to God, so she back, you know, they have to, like, maneuver and back themselves in. Zip, 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 zip. She's, like, getting herself. She's putting herself in the position. The driver is, like, trying to clip her in with the seatbelt that's on the floor. I'm, like, watching her. She looks at me, and she says, thank you. And she says, you're going to be blessed. And I was like, don't mention it. I said, you don't have to thank me. I said, it was the right thing to do. I just can't believe nobody else got up to help. She said, I know. I can't believe it either. And I swear, as I sat down and started to, like, try to shake off some of the water, because now my boots were soaked, which I did not wear my Blundstones. I rocked my Mock Toes from Red Wing, because it's Mock Toe Monday. And I was like, damn it, now my boots are soaked, because I didn't plan on standing outside in the rain for that long, like, without an umbrella, or not in a bus shelter, or underneath some kind of awning. Now I'm soaked to the bone, pseudo-soaked. My jacket was good. But how, everybody else that was sitting there watching, not even moving. And this woman straight up got herself situated. The driver got back in the seat. The bus started to roll, which, by the way, this driver, Leadfoot, it was like a neck breaker. The stop, the go, the stop, the go, the stop, the go. I was like, hello, can you pick one foot and put it on a motherfucking pedal, please? Preferably the gas pedal, the long, skinny one on the motherfucking right. I was literally about to puke in my backpack. So I actually didn't mind stopping to help this woman to get off the bus and get some fresh air, because also these stale-ass buses with the windows that don't open in the pouring rain and the humidity gets trapped in there and it gets hot and you will overheat in a second. You will literally start to sweat. And I'm telling you, you could pass out on the buses and trains in the winter because you're overdressed because it's cold, or you're in a raincoat that doesn't breathe and you got layers on. And all of a sudden, you have no air circulating. No air circulating. And this woman, so the windows are all fogged up. This woman is now belted in. She's all situated. I sit back down. I'm done, like, staring daggers at everybody on the bus. I said my piece. And yo, straight up, this woman opened up her bag, took out a Dunkin' Donut, and just went to town. She was like, yo, I'm good. I'm going to have my dessert right now. Thank you very much. And she went to chomping on her Dunkin' Donut, and that was the end of that. And that was it. Next stop, boom, I got off the bus, walked my soaking wet ass home. up five flights, changed my boots, put on my blunnies, grabbed the dog, and took him for a walk outside that lasted all about 5 minutes because he was not having it in the rain neither. But honestly, what in the actual fuck with people? And not all people, on the M4 bus people. And to people in general, yo, if you see somebody struggling and you don't instinctively just jump the fuck up, I have no regard for you. I don't even want to fucking know you. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Because clearly there's something wrong with you that you don't have that instinct to help. I don't know. Maybe everybody doesn't have it. Maybe people just really don't give any fucks. But that is some disheartening bullshit. I was literally like, why didn't anybody get up? Yo, I was tight. I was twisted. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Yo, if that was me and no, I would have called everybody. I'd be like, yo, could somebody come and help my ass onto the bus? Anybody? I mean, what if I wasn't on the bus? Would somebody have then gotten up, or would the bus driver just left her there and been like, sorry, we can't get you on the bus. We got to go. Yo, people need to get their shit straight. Because someday you might need help from somebody. And that's that karma shit that will come back to you, good or bad. That karma will boomerang you right back in your ass. Especially if it's dumb. Like, what do you have, no home training? Like, nobody ever taught you to help somebody? Fuck out of here. How are you going to be like that? That got me mad. That got me so mad that I came home before I even ate dinner. I just barely fed the damn dog. I was like, look, this is driving me nuts. This rant fresh. I think this is one of the freshest rants ever. Like, literally within a half hour of the shit happening. Because I was like, what just happened here? Yo, all right, I don't know. That was it. What the fuck? How are you not going to help somebody like that? She was really for real struggling. I don't care what somebody needs help with. That was like that dude. In front of the entrance of the park, yo, this dude was laid the fuck out, flat, had all the bracelets on from the hospital. He was one of the local crackheads. But still, dude's a human fucking being. I can't tell you how many people looked down at him, walked around him, and just kept moving. And he's literally like 30 feet from a bus stop. And everybody, I watched mad people walk by him. I'm like, nobody's calling an ambulance for this dude. And it said on one of his bracelets, like, fall, you know, like likely to fall risk. They give you those like neon bracelets. Yo, the dude like literally just got out of the hospital, probably on some like 48 hour psych hold or something. And was literally flat on his back. Barely breathing. I was like, yo, all right, here I go again. Randy's got to be the one to call. I don't know. I can't walk by shit. I don't know. Maybe people just like have a higher threshold for not giving a fuck. I don't know. It's the same way I walked by Row House the other day. Door was wide fucking open. Pitch dark. I looked inside. I called out, anybody home? Anybody in here? Anybody need help? Nothing. Mad people were walking by, looking in, kept it moving. I said, shit. I kind of know the people that own the place. I know somebody that knows and goes to school with their kids. So I was like, do I call them? Do I tweet at them? I'm not standing. It was brick ass cold. It was the day. It was fucking like frigid. And I stood up there. I called 911. I said, listen, I don't know, not for nothing, but the door's open. The lights are off. It doesn't look like anybody's in there. I called out. I'm not standing any closer because there could be somebody like, I don't know. There's a whole basement. There's a lounge downstairs. There's a whole kitchen. All I'm telling you is the door is wide open and the place is pitch dark. Call the cops, right? The cops, bloop, bloop, waited, walked the dog. It's freezing. No cops. Legit, like, it had to be like 10 minutes. I know there's other shit going on. Now I'm going off into a whole nother tangent, but what the fuck? Since we started, we might as well keep it rolling. So I'm waiting. I call 911 back. Hi, this is the second time I'm calling. I'm freezing my ass off. I don't think I'm going to stand out here and wait very much longer. I didn't even wait this long outside to see the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's how I know what day it's on now. I said, it's cold. Yo, send somebody. They just got to come in, look around with their flashlight. I'm leaving. Who's going to, so you know what she says to me, the 911 reporter? Who's going to fill out the report? So now I'm like fucking feel guilty. Do I leave? Do I stay? I said, okay. Well, she's like, we're going to send somebody right over. Yo, nobody showed up. I literally legit think if you don't tell 911 that you've been shot, no one's coming. And I know that from the last time that the crackhead threw the plant in my face, that it took like 30 fucking minutes for the cops to show up, and then they still didn't want to do anything, but that's another story altogether. And I think I ranted about that. You could ask I Only Eat Sugar. She knows. She was under the table watching the whole thing happen. But okay, so anyway, I called the desk. So then I called the desk. I said, listen, you got to send somebody because I'm going home. The door is wide open. I'm frozen. My dog is freezing. I'm done. They said, stay there. We'll have somebody there in 5 minutes. Okay, legit to the finally, three calls into the 2A precinct, three calls. And finally somebody shows up. So I tweet at Row House and I let them know, hey, your door was wide open. I stood here. I just want you to know that I called 911 just in case 911 calls you, whatever. Your door was open. It was pitch dark. They went in, they looked around. I don't know if they found anything, blah, blah, blah. The dude says, thank you. Okay, great. Thank you. You're welcome. Not thank you for standing outside in the freezing fucking cold. How about you can have dinner on us one night? How about fuck dinner? How about we'll come in and make you a hot chocolate, stop in tomorrow, and we'd like to treat you to a hot chocolate. How about some, and look, I'm not saying I'm not looking for a reward. I'm not looking for, how about just some kind of like, hey, we really appreciate what you did for us. Nobody else stopped. We could have been, all of our alcohol could have been stolen off the bar, not to mention any equipment from downstairs in the kitchen or any DJ equipment from the lounge. I don't even know how they lock shit up there, whatever. I've never been down there before. But nonetheless, how about, hey, thanks for looking out for our establishment, neighbor. How about we treat, I'm not asking for like a $7,000 meal. I'm not asking for like champagne on ice. I'm not asking for like, how about, hey, we really appreciate it. You know what? Here's a hot chocolate on us tomorrow. Like, what the fuck? Like, is it me? Am I wrong? Is that too much to ask? I don't know. Somebody helps me out, I at least offer them something. Hey, thanks. I really appreciate you looking out. And then you could say, no, thank you. I don't want that. It's not necessary. This motherfucker didn't even offer. Owns two fucking restaurants in Harlem. One of which I will never go to because you will absolutely die a slow death waiting for a meal at Harlem Tavern. That's all I have to say about that. Second of all, bro, a hot fucking chocolate for like standing out there for 30 fucking minutes freezing my motherfucking ass off so that your place didn't get robbed. Like, what is that wrong? Is that too much to ask? People are weird. I don't know. Maybe my expectations are too high. Maybe I expect more of people. And I just really need to drop the motherfucking bar to the ground. Like, maybe I need to set every expectation, like, in the dirt. Because I don't know. Am I wrong to think that it would have been nice of the guy to offer something? You own two fucking restaurants in the neighborhood. Granted, I don't patronize them at all because, personally to me, I think, you know, no. Not for me, for multiple reasons. I'm not sitting here trying to slam the restaurants or the food or the service or anything like that. But I'm just saying, like, let me know if it's me. Let me know. I mean, look, from the woman that I pushed onto the bus, nothing. I'm not asking for nothing. That is a whole nother ballgame. That's a whole different story. But this other shit, I don't know. This a whole, like, I've had this problem my entire motherfucking life with people's, with my expectations of people. Because and listen, I am not some upstanding, you know, morally pristine human being. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, I'm a pretty good person. I think I'm a pretty decent human being. But like, I would just expect people to treat other people the way I treat people. And I know they don't. And I know clearly they don't look at the state of the world that we're fucking living in. But I mean, basic, like, normal. I mean, is that not normal shit to, like, expect that somebody would be like, hey, thanks a lot for doing that. We really appreciate you going out of your way. We understand that it was freezing. We understand that you didn't have to do that, that nobody else that walked by gave any fucks at all. You at least gave enough fucks to call and stand outside and freeze your ass off. We really appreciate that. Okay. And trust me, if they would have said, you can come in for dinner, like we'd like to treat you to dinner or something like that, I probably would have said, no, thanks, not, you know, I appreciate it, but it's okay. I'll take a Diet Coke back in the spring. You can give me free refills of Diet Coke. What, I mean, come on. I'm not complicated. It's not like I'm asking for, like, you know, money. I'm not even asking for anything. I just think that that's the normal reciprocation. Maybe I'm wrong for thinking that. That's, again, maybe that's my expectation being, my expectation level being too fucking high. And I've never, I mean, as much, and I know it's high. I know I have a problem with expecting too much of people. And I know that not everybody will respond the same way that I respond or do things the same way that I'm doing. I'm not asking everybody to live the way I live. Like, I'm just saying in basic human kindness and decency and, like, what I think is normal. And maybe normal is not even the right word. I don't know. There's probably a better word for it. And there's probably some better psychological word or terminology or phrase or, I don't know, somebody at the FBI Behavioral Analyst Unit will probably have some information on that. I don't know. Or there's probably some word for somebody that walks around with expectations that are way too high of people. Maybe like a fucking moron. I don't know. But that's been my problem. It's one of my problems. There are a lot of other ones, but that is a problem that has that pops up all the time. But I just think too much of people. And then I consistently get let the fuck down. And by people I know, by people I care about, by people that I don't know, by total fucking strangers that I see walk over other human beings that are laying unconscious on the ground, or people that need help, and like getting on a fucking bus, or anything, holding a door for somebody, helping someone like with their packages that are too heavy. I don't know. There's a million fucking situations that present themselves every fucking day, and you could, I guess, you could either step up. Or you could just like put your head down and keep it moving. And I don't know. I've never been one of those people to keep it moving. I've never know how people just walk by people. And not in what would appear to be a time of need. How they just keep going and like never give it a second thought. Don't turn their head around. Don't look back. Don't wonder what happened. Like I was even sitting here wondering. I'm like, I hope somebody helps her off the damn bus, cause she couldn't get on the bus. I'm hoping getting off the bus is going to be a lot easier because there's not that slight incline maybe. I don't know. Maybe it, yeah, who the fuck knows? But I think about all that other extra shit when most people are probably just like on to the next thing. I don't know. Anyway, this went on much fucking longer and encompassed much more shit than I thought it would when it was just really about this poor woman trying to get on the goddamn bus and nobody would help her. So that being said, maybe by this time the rain has stopped and we could all get back to walking and we don't have to worry about any of that other bullshit. So I don't know. Let me know. You know, you can let me know what you think about expectations. You can let me know about, you know, people helping people. You can let me know about like, if you, I don't know, let me know what you think in general about all this bullshit or not, or you could just keep it moving. And if you do keep it moving, just remember that I appreciate you stopping and taking the time to listen and put me in your ear holes. All right. And once you take me out of your ear holes, don't forget to tweet about it, Facebook about it, Instagram about it. And here I was thinking this was going to be some 10-minute rant just about some shit that happened on the bus on the way home. And look what happened. It's like this long, rambling rant, which is always what happens. And then I never know how to end it. So this gets mad awkward at the end because ending these things is often like really uncomfortable and weird because I just want to say, peace, I'm out, later. That's it for you. No, I want to thank you for listening. I want to say you know where to find me in the Twitterverse and on the Instagram at doodleheads, DOODLEHEDZ. And if anyone could think of a better way for me to end this shit that doesn't feel so awkward and just rambly and incessantly long and not tied together, please, for fuck's sake, let me know. Because the last thing I'm trying to do is continue on rambling about things that have nothing to do with what we ranted about in the first place, because then I get going and we're on to like another rant that leads to another tangent that leads to another rant, and then it's 17 hours later and we're all still up wondering what the fuck we're even talking about. So that being said, I'm going to stop now because I don't know how else to end it other than saying thank you for listening. Until the next time, I'm out. Peace and hair grease.